even if you're not an astronomy buff or a Star Wars fan, there are five latest space discoveries which you should care about. To find out why, join Radio Spooting on a journey around the universe in our new special project, Back on Star Trek.
Modern space technologies are not only aimed at discovering new phenomena of our universe, but also at changing our views on things that we've known for centuries. One of the recent biggest sensations in the world of astronomy was a star with a comet's tail. Yes, you heard it right. Evidently, stars can have tails too. At least one of them does, and its name is Myra.
A 6-billion-year-old red giant star, the first non-supernova and the brightest periodic variable in the sky, Myra, was discovered by the German pastor and astronomer David Fabricius in 1596. It received its name 4 decades later when a Polish astronomer, Johannes Averius, determined a period of the star's reappearance and called it Myra, which in Latin means wonderful or astonishing.
Nearly 400 years later, Myra doesn't cease to amaze scientists. On August of 2007, the NASA Telescope Galaxy Evolution Explorer, GALEX, have spotted a startlingly long comet-like tail behind the well-known star. Astronomers were shocked, as nothing like that has ever been seen before.
Ultraviolet studies unveiled that Myra shed a trail of material from the outer envelope, leaving a tail 13 light-years in length. The material has been released over the past 30,000 years and contains carbon, oxygen and other elements necessary for the formation of new stars and planets. Scientists believe that a bow wave of hot gas is the cause of the tail, while the bow wave itself is a result of the interaction of the stellar wind from Myra with gas in interstellar space, through which the star is moving at an extremely high speed of 291,000 miles per hour.
Apart from simply being visually impressive, this discovery can answer some important questions that astronomers have struggled over for centuries. In other words, Myra gives us a unique opportunity to study how space objects like our sun live and die. A wonderful star indeed.